Samach Zayin Amad Aleph. The Shichur, Yisrael Sheshibut Avdoi, a Jew who made his Eved to be on lien, Lebal Choiv, to somebody who he owes money to. The Shichur him frees him. Haloiv, Shichur Haloiv, the one who borrowed freed him. Yotzel Cheres goes free. Vamalvo gave him Milva Mamakam Acher, and the lender is going to have to collect the loan from somewhere else. Biksuva Shehi Elov Zuz, which is 1,000 Zuz. V'deho Amai the Shafchu B'Rishus. Shafchu, because however it went up in his Rishus. It's an appreciation of value. Avol Amitin Demei L'Mishka Aloi El Shalayhin, rather it says Olam is forever Kamash Malon, and it's not true. Masis in the Mishnah. V'hanicha Mulberes Apple P Sheyesh Lo Banim Him, and even she has sons from him. V'hi Ochela Es B'Chuma Sheyesh Chuma Lo Yachol Avdei Som Barzel B'Chuma. Her slaves, which are in the status of Som Barzel, cannot eat Chuma. Because they belong to those who are going to inherit. And the fetus has a portion. And then the fetus does not have the ability to feed them chuma. If it's, it could be for two reasons. Either it's because he's holding that the fetus inside a woman who's not a Kohen is considered not a Kohen, even though the father is a Kohen. Or just there's a custom that only a child which is born can feed his slaves chuma. And now they eat fetus. Shnemer v'yilud beisai, because we learn from the words v'yilud beisai, heim yechlu, v'lachmo karle ya'achilu, they feed them. Sheuber poisil, es ba'as kain, im ba'as kain, nisis tisov, ya'as kain marit tisov, henichum b'beres, and he dies when she's pregnant. Be'en lo ben, achar, she doesn't have any of his sons, poisil m'loshav l'beisai b'ya. K'nurel, she's now going back to her father's house to eat shrumo. If she's a bas yisrael married to a kohen, who mason he dies, and nichum uberes, and she's left pregnant, ain but uber kayach laachilish. The fetus doesn't have the ability to feed her. Chuma b'hodin lavodim sold to the slaves. Af bas kohen l'kohen came in the marita, since he said she ain yulud ain l'maichel, that which is not born cannot feed. Heichal avodim oichlan b'chuma. How can the slaves eat chuma if neichal kol shel uber because of the portion of the fetus? Shari avodim him, they're her slaves. Vein ochelim, they don't eat ela b'shvil because of him. Who ain bo kayach laachlan, he doesn't have the ability to feed. Gemara the Gemara, b'meikahen is bas kohen uberes b'kohen. If a daughter of a kohen pregnant from a kohen, iya ma'aretim mishum zaras. If he's not because of zaras, then likely they won't get to eat chumo. If he mishum she'en yulud, and if he's not born, then ikah she could still eat because she's a bas kohen. V'zulu shemati le'iser for iser ela hater. Rather, it's mutter. Yesh lo banim achirim levad uberzer. Other children besides his fetus. Oichlan havadim the slaves mishul banim because of the sons. The uber less late zechi because the uber the fetus does not have the ability to be zechi in something. Bishvil Mashbacho. She'ain Echem Yisrael, she'ain lo Yorshim. There's no Jew doesn't have someone who inherits. And the whole Zman Shabbat Nolad, or Ubar, and so long as the fetus hasn't been born, Zoycha Hakar of the Yerushas. Kohen, the relative is going to get the inheritance from the Kohen, but Oichlan Begino, and they're going to eat Shuma because of that relative. Zutibi Rabbiasi, the little sphere, the Shmuel to Shmuel, the Uber Islay Zechia, the Uber has the ability to acquire and do it. Bagdata Balagata, he knows the goddess. L'shachrin Shemokum, it's a place, Shehuba Bubble, which is Volu Shishmo Baghdad, and the name is Baghdad. Bay Asr, the Faisim is a derber to publicize this. Haniach Banim Hakayin the Kayin, Velo Hanicha Mubarz, and didn't leave her pregnant. Elo Ba'elo Abdi Maluf, Abdi Sombarzel, whether they're Avodim, which have Nixon Maluk status, or they're Nixay Sombarzel slaves, Oichon make each room with the Abdi Maluk, Oichon Bishula, the Abdi Maluk eat because of her, she heals Bishubanem, because she eats because of her children. The Abdi Sombarzel, Oichon Bishubanem, and the Abdi Sombarzel eat because of the children, the other's children. Haniach Mubarz, Velo Hanicha Labanim, there's no other children. Elo Ba'elo, Ain Oichon, Shaober, Ain Michael, because Uber can feed someone chuma below as imo not his mother below as a brother not the slaves. Hanich bonim and nichum uberes abdi maluk oichlan shehem shalaks their herds. Ve'en uber chelkehen in the fetus has a portion that mehi ochelus v'shul benehen she eats because of her other children. Abdi tzim barzel lo yechu mifnei shechelkel she uber she ishtel chelk benehen is a portion of the isli zechia because he could acquire. V'lo yadinon haimis rame lechelkel. We don't know which one's going to come into his portion. Fika chlever avadim usru lechel the slaves are also to eat chumo. She uber poisel baskoin the baskoin hamu beres mehisol who is pregnant from a non-coin. Ve'inu machel bas yisrael hamu beres mekoin the bas yisrael who is pregnant from a coin. V'lo es avadim and not his slaves. Habas machelus l'kaim on first later will explain it. Kulam zecharim lugar sinin. Kulan, you don't have the gears of Kulan. Ella Hakli Gersin, rather, this is the version Rashi says. Scharm Yechalo, Kulan, the Kavos, Lo Yechalo. If there is a male child, Oichlin Avadim, Bishwilo, the slaves can eat because of him. Velo Hashin, the Chalkosh Uber, we don't worry about the portion of the fetus. Why? The Shem and the Kavi, because perhaps the fetus is a female. The Ain Lachelik, Mamakom Ben, and she doesn't get an inheritance when there's a son. Vimtim Salam, Zachar, you can tell me he's a male. Shematapel, perhaps it won't survive. Shekola yodos, because any woman who gives birth, mechses the karma, mechses the kevis, it's a 50-50 chance of being male or female. The yeshim apilus, and there are those who miscarry. Sabach me'utu the apilus, the mechses and the kevis. You put the mean of those who miscarry next to the half of the females, havelus karm haru'in le'yorish me'utu. The males who have the ability to inherit are the minority. Me'utu l'chashim, we don't worry about the minority. Kula and the kevis lo'yechul, all the apilus, and then they don't eat shema, yehi uber zachar, because perhaps the fetus will be as a male. Typically, the inami having the kevis, because even if she's a female, possibly she's invalid. The kevis should call oisin shalavain, and the kevis is all of them in front of us, all the living children are female, yeshul berchelik, and the fetus has a portion of my field in the kevis, even if she is, the fetus will be end up being a female. Daf samach zayin, omid beis. Ein chayshim amyuta, the shemi hezachar, perhaps will be a male. The yeshul berchelik, and he has a portion in them. The basar ruba azlinim, we go after the majority of the ruba yodos, and the majority give birth, all the kevis, all my people, either females or they have miscarriages. Can we finish that? As we explain earlier, the abdin and late the burden the uber sharnachosim the chelko. We choose for the fetus all the from the other property for his portion. The nivso upon them kulam the chelak hanotim, and the slaves come out to be all of them part of the those who are already born. Alahecha the kulam the kevas, but all of them are females. Lomitzinum levet the katta. We can't fix them up. Why shemihei uber zachar? Perhaps the fetus will be a male. Vehei akol shalom. He gets all of it. You save him ketanim minors shuboy lachlo. You could they want to divide the inheritance. Mamidin apetrofus lachol echad echad. Each one gets a apitropos to take care of him. Each one of the apitrosim will choose a good portion for the one that he's in charge of. Higdilu hayusleimim the miners yichudu nuchas they could object to mahani chaluka the pairs to ad machal. And what did the division up until now help? Because whoever ate the profit still then gets to keep it. Lema, the Rav Nachman tonight. He the midamar Rabbi Shimon Zacharim Yechalo. That according to since Rabbi Shimon says the males will feed Mishup the Kat because of fixing up for them. The Rav Nachman Mechlal the Kat Rav Nachman the Takan of Rav Nachman Mechlal the implies the Tanakam the Omar Abdi some Barzel Lo Yechal the Tanakam who says that the slaves which are some Barzel don't eat. I feel a bit the Katan comes. He's saying even through a Takana. But lastly, the Rav Nachman does not hold Rav Nachman the Ein Rishay Machlok. Ashiva Yidabu Yagdilan. They're not going to be able to divide up inheritance until they become adults. Look, the Kuli Alma is the Rav Nachman. Vida Avad Lohu Dekanta, and if they did try to fix up for them, the Hachinami, the Hachin, indeed, they'd be allowed to eat Shumo. I feel the Tanakam, even going to Tanakam, but Hacha, but the Lohu Avad Dekanta. Please, here's the Machlek, because when they didn't do this, the Kamar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Yechola, they can eat the Lohu Chayish Lemuzi, don't worry about the minority, which might be males, the male child, but Tanakam, Chayish Lemuzi, and Tanakam is worried about that minority possibility of him being a male. Habas, Michael, Kosok, Vaitik, we think the Hochikarma. This is how you read it. Im Yish Tan Bas, if there's a daughter of a low ben and no son, then Michael Avadim, the slaves can eat. Chuma. Im Aval Im Sukharim, him, if they're males, Lo Yechel Avadim, the slaves cannot eat. Chuma. When the Chasim will Otim, Titikan Rabbanan, Habanus, Yuzan, Babanan, Yishal Allah, Pesachim, because they're running the Takana, the girls get fed, and the boys have to go collecting. Because going the Ika Ben, the Hat, the Hach, Bas, the Havikulo, Becheskos Haben, Midiraisa, of this daughter, because all of the money was in a Chazak of the son, Midiraisa, the Hash, the Mamonoshach. Because now we have a Mamonoshach, Eu Bezachar, who, if the baby is a male, Lo Adav Mahai, the Shekhlin, the Rabban, the Mine, this is, he's no better than the one that the Rabban took from him, Vokumin, the Bershus Abbas, and they gave it over to the daughter. Viuber Basi, and if the baby is a girl, came the Yish Ben Zachar of Nan, since he's a male in front of us, in Uber Nikeva Chelikbehin. The fetus who's a female does not have a portion in it. It's only through a takana of the rabbanim. The kamed lo nafak as long as he wasn't born, she wasn't born, and there was no takana. Lachi nakad ben b'had, and this is the reason why we said that there's a son here as well. Dilo havi ben, because if there's no son, then isle zechiyah l'uber. The kepa midiraisin, and the female fetus does acquire midiraisin the nechassim and the property of Terezirusha through a inheritance b'hadi hachbasu together with the living girl. And this is how we explain the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Habasim haben machalos, when there's a girl together with a boy, then they do eat shuma aval im yesh ben. But lo basim, there's a son without any daughters, ain't a michael, and they do not get to eat shuma. Since with regards to being able to sell the office considering his jurisdiction, how can they eat? Ela mai habas the katani im. The mother will feed the slaves which are nixim malug. As long as she was eating up until now, but ben ain't no michael is abdin so marzel. The son cannot feed the other slaves which are status of ben so marzel. They chalkel shel over because of the portion of the fetus. Masis in the Mishnah, Uber Paisel, Bas Kain, Shinisalisol, the daughter of a Kain who marries a non Kain, Umais, and he dies, when Nichum bears and she's left pregnant. Veina Michael, Basisol, Shinisal Kain, a non Kain, the daughter of a non Kain who marries a Kain, Umais, and he dies, when Nichum bears and she's left over pregnant. Vahayabam, Bas Kain, Shumaris the Yabam, you have a Bas Kain waiting for Yabam, Yisrael, who's not a Kain. Possel Machuma Savish, Kinney, her father's Juma, Basisol, Shumaris Yabam Kain, and a Basisol is waiting to have you done to a Kain, Eina Machil, he does not let her eat Juma. But Eris and Bas Kain were restless to Yisrael, a Bas Kain who went through Eris and ready to a Yisrael, then possel, she can't eat Juma. Basisol, more restless to a Kain, Eina Machil, and a Basisol did Eris into a Kain, can't eat Juma. Ubentashan, the Gemar Mafarshan, the Gemar will explain it. Suffolk Shu, Bentas, Suffolk Shane, the Havi Navi can Bentas, he's also like a nine. 9-year-old Upaisel, and he will invalidate. But Milsa, the Elkai is going on the earlier statement in the Mishnah. Suffolk Shehavish Tezaros, the Elkai is going earlier on the Mishnah. La'in Eir Ha'irs, and with regard to the Eirs, and the Gatani Paisel, it says that they invalidate them from eating Shema. Lachli Kamar, and this is what we say. Katan Shekidah She'isha, we have Katan who was a Mekadish woman. Suffolk Shehavish Tezaros, the Kedushim Kedushim. We're not sure if he has the two pubic hairs that he's now an adult, and therefore the Kedushim works. Suffolk Shalohavi, we're not sure if he has the 2 years yet, and Paisel Baskoin Hamoresis Leminachurma, the Baskoin who did Erisit to him is now Usher to Ichurma. Nofal Abaisel of Elbas Achim, Shehi Ishta, which is his wife. Suffolk, who made Tchila, is a Suffolk, if he died first, and Nofal Shemuf the Achim, and both of them became Chayiv Yibim to his brother, Upoter Sarasa, Mishum Tsara Sabas, and therefore her co wife is exempt from Yibim because she's the co wife of a daughter. Suffolk Bas Achim Mesa Rishana, perhaps his niece died first. We were asked in the field of the Yavam when the Yechiv Yibam started Lo Havi Tzarasa Tzaras Erva. The co-wife was not the co-wife of an Erva. Did not have the Mishnah tells us earlier. Bekulim Meisu. Oh, Mian. If they died pre-deceased or did Mian Tzarasayim will Teres, and the co-wives are permitted. Tzarasa Chalatzis Valemis Abemis. I did the Ari of the Suffolk. The Chumra Tani LeBahadaya. This was only mentioned incidental to the fact that we were saying a Suffolk for a Chumra. Gemara the Gemara, Veshava El Beis Abia Kenura, Mashma Bizman Shehidom, and the Rea, which implies that she has to be comparable to like when she was a young girl, which meant without kids and not pregnant. Yilud Michael, Yisraelis Halachelis Veshulbana, a Jewish, a non Kohen woman who is eating because her son is a Shuma, because her son is a Kohen, Eino Achelis Elim Kain, Yolud only eats if her son has been born. Ben Michael is Emo, his son can feed, will feed his mother. Shuma, Nafkal and Taras Kainim, we learn it out in Taras Kainim, and Yilud Besel, Hem Yachil, Balachma, and we make the Joshua Karibe, Yachil, feed them. Umehacha Yilud, who the Mishnah, and here, because it says Yilud Besel, implies it has to be born already. Veshava Pratlish Meres Yavim, Shaina Bereshusa, well, she's not in her ability to go back to Ha'agida, baby, because she's attached to the Yavam through this.